From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo leaves for North Korea Thursday amid reports citing intelligence officials that indicate Pyongyang is either expanding or intent on keeping some of its weapons of mass destruction capability. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders remained upbeat on progress toward the North's denuclearization following last month's U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore.
We aren't going to confirm or deny any intelligence reports. What I can tell you is that we're continuing to make progress. Ambassador Kim had a meeting just yesterday with members of the North Korean delegation, and Secretary Pompeo, as I just mentioned, will be headed to North Korea later this week, and we're going to continue those conversations.
The U.S. reaffirmed the goal remains the final fully verified denuclearization of the North as agreed to by leader Kim Jong-un. Korea Society Senior Director Stephen Norper said the Pompeo trip is in part motivated by growing concerns over Pyongyang's intentions.
There are very real concerns among many in the U.S. administration and internationally that necessitate a next step by Secretary Pompeo to make sure that things really are in line. So U.S. Senior Diplomat Sung Kim, the ambassador to the Philippines, been meeting today to help prepare for that with the North Koreans at Panmunjom.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton said most of the North's weapons of mass destruction could be dismantled in a year. French President Emmanuel Macron joined heads of state at the African Union summit in Mauritania Monday for discussions on the fight against jihadism. The summit opened in Nouakchott as French troops were attacked in Mali. Four civilians were killed in that assault. It was one of three such attacks in the country in recent days, claimed by an al-Qaeda affiliate. This is VOA News. As Iran's president arrived in Europe to shore up support for the international nuclear agreement, the U.S. announced a timeline for a return to sanctions reimposed after the decision by the U.S. to pull out of the deal 2 months ago. Brian Hook is the State Department's Director of Policy Planning.
The first part of our sanctions will snap back on August 4th. These sanctions will include targeting Iran's automotive sector, trade in gold, and other key metals. Our remaining sanctions will snap back on November 6. These sanctions will include targeting Iran's energy sector and petroleum-related transactions and transactions with the Central Bank of Iran.
He said the goal is to change Iran's destabilizing policies, adding Iran's economy is vulnerable.
Foreign direct investment is falling, and the rial hit an all-time high against the dollar last week. On June 28th, the rial was trading at 85,000 to the dollar on the unofficial market. That is twice the official exchange rate of 42,500.
Hook said he's confident there is sufficient global spare oil capacity to make up for reducing Iranian oil exports. President Donald Trump has criticized the World Trade Organization.
And I hope they change their ways. They have been treating us very badly for many, many years, and that's why we were at a big disadvantage with the WTO. And we're not planning anything now, but if they don't treat us properly, we will be doing something.
His spokesperson said the president is focused on fixing problems in global trade, despite reports Mr. Trump has considered pulling out of the WTO. The president also spoke Monday by telephone with Mexico's president-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who won a landslide election victory Sunday.
We talked about border security, we talked about trade, we talked about NAFTA. We talked about a separate deal, just Mexico and the United States. We had a lot of good conversation. I think the relationship would be a very good one. We'll see what happens, but I really do believe it's going to be a very good one.
In a tweet, Mr. López Obrador said he proposed to Mr. Trump a comprehensive deal to create jobs, lower immigration, and improve security. Israeli troops shot and killed a Palestinian and wounded another after four breached Israel's Gaza border and attacked an army post. A third was apprehended. The fourth escaped back to Gaza. In India, nearly two dozen people have been arrested following the weekend lynching of five men suspected of being members of a gang of child kidnappers. A three-year-old girl has died of wounds suffered in an attack by a man in the U.S. state of Idaho wielding a knife, and all nine, including six children, were stabbed in an apartment for refugees in the city of Boise. The suspect in custody. Wall Street eked out a modest gain in Monday trading, with the benchmark Dow Jones gaining 36 points. To 24,307, U.S. manufacturing activity surged in June, construction spending robust in May. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.